Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Which of the two do you want me to release for you? On the one hand, Pilate had Jesus from Nazareth. The religious authorities had wanted Pilate to finalize their plans to kill him. But Pilate found him to be a simpleton. People had called him the King of the Jews, but he didn't seem so kingly. On the other hand, Pilate had another man named Jesus Barabbas. In this text, he's just called a notorious prisoner. But the Gospel of Luke, though, tells us that Barabbas, quote, had been put in prison for an insurrection that had taken place in the city, and for murder. So Barabbas was the one who was the legitimate threat. Right? He had picked up weapons before. He was willing to get blood on his hands, literally and metaphorically. He was the one who would change the world. In comparison, this other Jesus, this one called the Messiah, was pretty pathetic. And so Pilate asked the crowd which of the two should go free. The logical choice would be the one who's not really a threat. Right? Release the naive nobody from Nazareth. Beat him up a little bit to teach him a lesson, but then just let him go home. He didn't deserve to die. But the people demanded Barabbas instead. Why? Well, think about it. Barabbas was willing to take on the Roman Empire. He was willing to do what needed to be done. He was willing to take a stand and do so violently if needed. Jesus, called the Messiah, said a lot of things that made the religious leaders mad, but he didn't seem to have much power in real life. Today, sometimes we still think that way. Oh, sure, we'll gather here on Sunday and hear how influential Jesus is. But come Monday morning when we're back at work or back at school or just back to the drama of real life, these stories of Jesus can seem like a fantasy. Jesus can just seem really simple compared to the real life problems we face. I mean, you know how hard your life is. You know what stresses you're under. You know that sometimes you cry to Jesus for help, and sometimes all you get is the silence he gave to Pilate. Sometimes he doesn't seem to do much good. And so you want someone who actually makes a difference. You want someone who really matters. You want someone who will do what it takes to change the world. And so sometimes we demand for Barabbas to be released. Because he's the kind of champion we often want. And so the governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Did you catch that? All of them said, "Let him be crucified." At one point or another, all of us have demanded that Jesus die. We want him out of our lives because he seems out of touch with our lives. Some people get rid of him by not coming to worship, or not reading the Bible, or not praying. Some people get rid of him by worshiping on Sunday morning and then spending the rest of the week however they want. Some people get rid of him by listening to his voice throughout the week, but then still choosing to do what they shouldn't do anyway. However it happens, we often think we can live our lives just fine without him. Thank you very much. We'd rather follow someone like Barabbas who actually matters in our world. Today, our Barabbas might be our families or our jobs. He might be our health or our wealth. Might be our politicians or even ourselves. Our Barabbas can be whatever we think is going to make our lives better. Basically, when we have the choice between Jesus and Barabbas, the choice means that we can have only one of them in charge of our lives. In calling for Jesus to die, we're also saying that we want Barabbas to live. But sometimes, though, we want Jesus to live, and we want Barabbas to die. Consider this. Not only is today Passion Sunday, when we remember Jesus on his way to the cross, but it's also Palm Sunday, when we remember Jesus on his way into Jerusalem. When he came into the city that day, he did so on a donkey, which is something that only royalty would do. As the gospel writer said, this took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So basically, this was a political march. Jesus was taking on the powers that be. And not only did he ride into town like royalty, he had also been proclaiming the kingdom of God, which is a very politically loaded term. Right, by claiming that God is king, that meant that Pilate was not. And it meant that the emperor was not. It meant that we're not supposed to live by their rules. It meant that God has something else for us. Basically, Jesus knew full well what he was doing. He knew what his entry into Jerusalem meant and what it said. And he knew where that road into Jerusalem would take him. He knew he was going to the cross. And so the crowds who went with him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Now, Hosanna does not mean hooray. Instead, it means help, or save, I pray. So that means the people were not cheering for Jesus like he was some hometown hero. Instead, they were calling for Jesus to save them. Why? Because they needed something different. They didn't want to live by the empire's rules anymore. They didn't want to be hopeless anymore. They didn't want Barabbas to guide their lives anymore. Instead, they wanted a new kind of king. Today, sometimes we call out for Jesus to die because we want to follow our Barabbas. But sometimes we see that Barabbas doesn't follow through on his promises. I mean, whatever happened to Barabbas after he was released? The crowd wanted him instead of Jesus, but did he really make their lives wonderful? Did he really take down the Roman Empire all by himself? No, of course not. He just disappeared into history. After his release, we don't hear anything else about him. In the same way, our Barabbases don't last either. We don't have the perfect families who never stress us out. We don't have the carefree jobs that will never drain us. We don't have the money or the health that are never threatened. Barabbas can't fix our lives from the outside in. But Jesus, he works from the inside out. Notice what happened at the end of this road into Jerusalem. Notice what happened when Jesus died on the cross. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. With his death, Jesus changed the world. The curtain that separated God from people's lives was ripped apart. And now God was in those lives. The world itself shook like it was coming to an end. Which, in a way, it was. And people who were dead were brought back to life. When Jesus entered Jerusalem on that donkey, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." But when he died, he is seen to be more than just a prophet. When the centurion and those with him, who were keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this man was God's son." This Son of God changes the world in a way no Barabbas ever can. He entered Jerusalem because he chose to. He entered our world because he wanted to. And he enters your life and your pain because he loves you. When he went into Jerusalem that first Palm Sunday, he knew where that road would lead, to the cross. And he went there on purpose for you. He did it to show you that even in the midst of the empire, he is still in control. Even in those times that we think Barabbas can save us, Jesus really saves us. And even when we try to dismiss him, Jesus still enters our real lives and our real debts. And if Jesus going to the cross doesn't give us reason enough to follow him, well then, I wonder what he's going to do next. In the name of the one who really saves us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.